This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It's always nice for the players to get a little extended rest in the middle of a long baseball season. But out of the All-Star break, after four games without any ball, you start to miss it. We're ready to pick things back up. Back to business tonight in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The start of a three-game weekend series between the Woodpeckers and the visiting Augusta Green Jackets is coming at you live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome into downtown Fayetteville, Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Delighted to have you back aboard with us as we pick up from the All-Star break. Colin, hope you're rested, ready to go, and we're ready to see the Atlanta Braves affiliate here in town for the first and only time this year. Three games against the Augusta Green Jackets. Two bottom teams here early in the South getting ready to square off, but the entire division very tight. Four teams tied at the top. Fayetteville just 2.5 games out of first place. Tonight they get ready to send Tyler Guilfoyle to the mound, who's been a dominating force for them over the last couple of games in the starting rotation. He will be opposite a right-hander in Tyree Thompson, who has a sub-3 ERA as well. This should be a fun series against a couple of teams that can hit and a couple teams that pitch pretty well also.
It's also an opportunity for these two teams to reset after the break, and I'm sure Fayetteville happy that it's here in their home confines at Segra Stadium. They had a bit of a rough series in Carolina at Five County Stadium in Zebulon to close out that proverbial first half where they dropped four or five games. So here's an opportunity to get things back on the right track. They're only 2.5 games out of first place. Augusta just one game out, so both these teams chasing the other four teams in the South Division. But all it takes is three victories this weekend, and you're right back there in the mix, and you could potentially find yourself tied at the very least atop that division race. But still a long way to go, and a good chance here for the Woodpeckers. And Guilfoyle, who's been really pitching well over the last couple of outings, struck out eight a couple of outings ago against Kannapolis. He'll try to get things going in the right direction tonight for Fayetteville on the other side of this All-Star break.
First pitch tonight, just a little bit delayed. The tarp was on the field, and we're gearing up for a 7:30 start. We play 5:05 tomorrow and then 2:05 on Sunday. Great to have you with us again here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network as we get ready to play game number 81 of the regular season, coming out of the four-day All-Star break. All of minor league baseball taking a quick pause along with the major leaguers, but we're ready to get back into action. 7:30 tonight, first pitch between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets. We will step aside for 30 seconds, and when we come back, our conversation with the Woodpeckers manager, Ricky Rivera. We caught up after the break, touched base on last week's series on the road in Zebulon and what's in store. Looking forward to this series and beyond in the 2023 season. Our conversation with Ricky Rivera is after these messages. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Welcome back on to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show ahead of tonight's ball game against the Augusta Green Jackets. We are down in the manager's office talking with Ricky Rivera as we come out of the four-day break and get ready to get back to Peckers baseball. Ricky, welcome back to the digs, and how was your All-Star break? You got a little relaxation in?
Yeah, got a little rest, small reset, and ready to go for, I can't say the second half because second half's already started, but yeah. We didn't do too good last week, so let's call it the second half starting now.
Yeah, I had a chance just briefly, to go up to Cooperstown during the break. Got to go check out some baseball history. You said you've been there before. When did you go to the Hall of Fame? It was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, back when I was can remember you the age, but I also had a tournament up there that I was supposed to go and ended up skipping. But okay. Always pretty neat experience, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I loved seeing the history, running through the hall, checking things out, but there were a lot of little leaguers in that city. They're just running around playing tag, doing whatever. I don't remember being that obnoxious when I was a 12-year-old little leaguer, but still made for a fun trip. Well, you mentioned right before the break, not playing the best baseball, 5-9 the record so far in the second half. But look at the standings right now. The Woodpeckers are only 2.5 games out. The whole South Division right now has kind of been beaten up on it. On itself. You didn't get the results you wanted in Zebulon before the break, but when you look at the standings, you know, what's the message to the guys in this moment, a chance to kind of rebound?
Nothing. You want to approach every day like it's brand new, regardless of when we were playing 18 and whatever it was, baseball, and then we got hot, you know, like just taking it one day at a time. Just, you know, as long as we keep prioritizing the development of each and every guy as an individual and prioritize that, hopefully it all comes together and clicks at the same time, kind of like we did the previous series in Zebulon, the one that we won 6 out of 7 and only trailed for like an inning that whole week, you know. But obviously our pitching's carried us for the most part of the year, for a heavy part of the year, and I don't see that changing. Obviously we take pride in developing pitchers, and fun times ahead, hopefully, for the Peckers.
Yeah, there will be a doubleheader played between Fayetteville and Carolina. We got some clarity on that for folks who were tuned in over the weekend. We got washed out back-to-back days, Saturday and Sunday, right before the break. Couldn't get the Sunday game in, but August 1st, when Carolina comes to Fayetteville, we'll end up playing a doubleheader at the start of that series to make up for the lost game during the last road trip. You mentioned pitching. Luis Angel Rodriguez, let's talk a little bit about him. He's been a great addition to this pitching staff. On the night where it got lopsided early, I think it was 13-0 the first three innings, Rodriguez came out there and he fired 4 scoreless out of the bullpen. He's a guy who pitched for Myrtle Beach all of last year. He actually was a part of a Myrtle Beach Pelicans team that no-hit the Woodpeckers last season. I don't know if you were aware of that, but he's a veteran. He's been around this league. What has he added to the clubhouse and the rotation since he's become a Houston Astro through the Rule 5 draft?
Well, I mean, his stuff is obviously, I mean, it's right there in your face. You know, it's a plus breaking ball, you know. Stuff's good. Obviously started the year dev-listed, I believe, this year and came up here. But ever since he's came up here, he's been able to command 2-3 pitches in the zone. He's been able to attack hitters early, you know, and get us innings, you know, and that does matter when you're managing at this level, just because, I mean, rosters are a little bit smaller and not everybody can pitch on back-to-back. So having a starter go 4 or 5 innings, it's usually pretty good, set us up for the rest of the week, especially when we have a blow-up, you know, like we did in that 13-run game where he could come in and we don't have to use 7 guys out of the bullpen. That helps us for the next day and then the day after that.
Tyler Whitaker on the hitting side was one of the additions to the club right before the Zebulon road trip. He comes off the injured list. He drives in 4 runs and hits a 3-run home run in his first game back with you guys. You know, how happy has he been with his performance in his return, and what has he helped add to the lineup as well since coming back?
Well, Whit can hit. There's no doubt about it. Whit's also a great player. He's started to figure it out this year. I meant to say a great human being, but also a great player. He started to figure out how to be a professional and handle himself on a day-to-day basis. You know, I like to empower my players. I know you talked about it with Zach Cole when we talked about the triples and stuff like that. I want my players, you know, to be on the aggressive end, you know, but also on their prep towards a game and stuff like that. I want to give them the bank of things that they can possibly do and let them choose kind of what they feel good about, or if I needed to tweak, you know, I can always be like, well, here's my why. And Whit has been somebody that's embraced that all year. I will say this, that first game he should have had 8 RBIs, but I get it. He came up with the bases loaded after, and I thought he was definitely going to hit something hard there. Got a little anxious, you know, open up the zone, but always cool to see him. He's really commanding the zone since getting back. You know, he's walked 5 or 6 times already. So it's good to see those kids, you know, that I've seen for 2-3 years starting to mature into their own and find their own identity as a professional baseball player.
There is one absence in the middle of the order right now. Whitaker returns. You're able to put him right in the heart of things. But Narbe Cruz departs. He's a little bit banged up. Hopefully we'll see him again at some stage later on in this second half. But while he gets healthy, you know, who needs to step up, or how can this team kind of fill his void right now left in the lineup?
Well, obviously we don't want to see anybody get hurt, whether it's our team or the other team. You know, unfortunately Narbe's been battling with some stuff for a couple weeks now, and obviously now he has a stint in the IL. But I think it's a great opportunity for him to focus on other things that he can focus on: his mental, focus on his prep work, focus on his consistency on a day-to-day basis. You know, that makes him will help him become a better professional. Obviously, he gave us a lot while being here. He plays four positions. He plays all four pretty well. He hit in the middle of our lineup, I would say, every game after the seventh, eighth game we had of the season, especially after we lost Cliff. So he's been a staple in that middle of the order. But to me, it's not about one person stepping up. It's about everybody, you know, just doing what they have to do on a day-to-day basis, prioritizing themselves in their development work, and once the game starts, playing for something a little bit bigger than themselves. And that's something that this group does well, regardless of when we've been banged up and we've only had to roll with 10, 11 guys, whatever it is, due to injuries or whatever restrictions we have. This group has been able to rally together, and obviously having guys like Encarnacion, Cole, you know, Lofton, those guys that are just not just good baseball players but good teammates, it helps everybody stay together, and hopefully we can build on something.
One of the other storylines that we hadn't yet gotten the chance to chat about right before the All-Star break was Zach Cole. You mentioned him, and Nick Swanson being named the Astros Minor League Players of the Month across the entire system, making up High A, Double A, Triple A as well. When those guys get a little bit of recognition, it's always nice down here at this level. For you and as a coaching staff, you kind of pat your guys on the back, I guess, when you guys take home those organizational rewards and those players get a little bit of recognition for their success down here.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to see them getting that recognition for the work they've put in on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, Swanee, a guy that's been here, done this already, and the way he carried himself this year and prioritized his development was really cool to see. Obviously, him and Wilkins put in a lot of work. And then Zach Cole, not just growing as a baseball player, but as a human being, as a teammate, has been one of the coolest things I've seen in a little bit for me in the org. So, of course, I pad my coaches in the back, you know, my coaching staff. I think that they've done a great job engaging with every guy, trying to relate with every single guy. Not all of them are going to hit 400 like Zach hit that month or whatever it was, you know. Yeah. But as long as they see improvements and create value for themselves, that's us doing our job. And I think that's always really, really cool to see.
All right, Ricky, well, good luck this week as the Woodpeckers get ready to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. Only three games against the Atlanta Braves affiliate all season long. We won't go there at any point this year, but looking forward to watching you guys play. Hopefully we stay dry this weekend, and good luck. We'll talk soon. Glad to have you guys back.
Yeah, appreciate you, Chappy.
Perilous fight, or ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
from Megan Ray and tonight's Field of Dreams teams, the NSA Atta Boys and Stedman Colts softball team.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive, out to left field, long run, it gets down, it hops off the wall, rounding third, that ball's in the bullpen, this game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third, he has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out of the right field, Vanzueta looking up, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone.
a two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it, the second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight we are back at home in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, out of a four-day All-Star break. Everybody with a little rest and relaxation, but time to get back to playing baseball. It's game 1-3 between the Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, where you can find our radio broadcast tonight. Bally Live and MILB.TV has you for the TV feed. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. It's great to have you with us, and thanks for making us a part of your Friday night plans. Tyler Guilfoyle, he gets the start tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Comes into tonight's ballgame 2-1 with a 2.87 ERA and pitching in his 13th game, 7th start for Fayetteville. 37 and two-thirds innings this year. He has given up 12 earned runs, only 2 home runs, 16 walks, and 54 strikeouts. Gets ready to face off against the Augusta Green Jackets, the Atlanta Braves single-A affiliate. First of 3 meetings in the regular season between these two clubs. Augusta 38 and 42 on the year, 7-8 in the second half of play. And the first pitch of our delayed ball game is out. Tyler Guilfoyle gets a swinging strike out of Ambioris Tavares. And here's the pitch. He gets a slider by him, swinging. Nothing in two. Justin Jones is on deck, and then E.J. Exposito in the hole. Bryson Worrell is the cleanup hitter, followed by Jeremy Accolidonio. Jair Casanova bats six. Andrew Keck is seventh, followed by Corey Action, and then Nick Clarno as a strike is delivered to Tavares, and Tyler Guilfoyle gets through the top hitter in the Green Jackets order quickly with out number one. A strikeout of Tavares. And now stepping up to the plate is Justin Janis. Janis, the left-handed hitting first baseman tonight for the Green Jackets. Here comes the pitch, and a changeup missed just outside from Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle making his second appearance of July tonight, as a swing and a foul tip is in and out of the glove of John Garcia. And just one and one on Janis. Guilfoyle's last time out prior to the All-Star break was on the road in Zebulon. That was on Wednesday night. And he pitched in that game and gave up 2 earned runs over 3 1/3. Janis takes outside, and the count is 2-1. Guilfoyle gets the sign from Garcia, who sets the target low and away, and that pitch is sprayed off the left of our booth and foul. Janis is the top hitter in the Augusta order in the regular season. He's batting .294 and been with the club all year. 74 games under his belt, 3 homers, 30 RBIs, and he shoots another foul off to the third base side. And it's out of play, keeps it at a 2-strike count. Tyler Guilfoyle trying to rack up a couple of quick outs. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. Another 2-strike offering, and that's speared into the screen. So Justin Janis giving Tyler Guilfoyle a good battle. Guilfoyle is coming off a 3-strikeout performance. He K'd 8 Kannapolis Cannonballers in his last home start. That was on June 30th. And now he has back-to-back Ks to begin his home start in July. One swinging, one looking. As Janis goes down, he's out number 2 of the inning. E.J. Exposito is coming up to the plate. And let's work around the Fayetteville defense. Colin behind Tyler Guilfoyle in this one.
Yep, still a lot of familiar names in that lineup coming out of the break. Garrett McGowan out in left, Zach Cole the center fielder, Frank Perez in right, Tyler Whitaker at third, Jackson Loft in the shortstop, Dar Lorenzo the second baseman, Ricardo Below is at first, and doing the catching for first-year manager John Ricky Rivera is John Garcia.
Guilfoyle pitches the 0-1 and a slider missed outside. 1-1 on Exposito. Fayetteville, for our radio audience, is in the Black Ops uniforms tonight. That black uniform top and a black pant as well. Here comes the pitch. Exposito fouls it off. The black ball cap with the shadow camo bill. The Woodpeckers Black Ops logo on the front of the ball cap. A shadow camo sleeve pattern. Woodpeckers in white across the chest of that uniform and a red numeral on the back of the jersey. Tyler Guilfoyle peers in and offers up a two-strike pitch. Exposito takes it high. And it's 2-2. Meanwhile, Augusta is in a solid gray with a gray uniform top, gray pant, a green numeral, dark green numeral on the back of the uniform as Exposito sticks the bat out, rolls this to third. It's picked up by Whitaker near the cut of the grass, and he throws on the run to get the out and a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out. We're going home first. Cole, Encarnacion, and Whitaker coming to bat. This series underway out of the All-Star break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's make a nightmare on Elm Street. Welcome for Bunker! Hey fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Fans, just in case you didn't know, spooky season is here at Segra. The haunted house presented by Holler and Haunts is now open over at the batting cages. On the mound for the Green Jackets, Tyree Thompson. Leading off the bottom of the first inning, for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Bottom of the first inning, and the Woodpeckers get ready to square off against right-hander Tyree Thompson. His first pitch to Zach Cole is lifted deep right field. Back at the wall, and it is caught. Caledonio reels it in, and on the first pitch out of the break, Zach Cole almost gave this Woodpeckers fan base a home run.
Welcome back out of the All-Star break. Zach Cole jumped on the first pitch he saw. I think he caught it a little bit off the end of the bat, didn't quite barrel it up, and that was all the difference in the world. I mean, Celedonio had to reach all the way up at that wall. He had no room to spare, able to make the catch, though.
And now it's Luis Encarnacion. Fayetteville right-handed bat takes down and away for a ball, and it is 1-0. Encarnacion DHing today. Tyler Whitaker will bat next against Tyree Thompson, who misses low with a breaker. 2 balls and no strikes. Ricardo Below, the switch hitter, is the cleanup bat. Another switch hitter, and Dario Lorenzo hits 5th, and then Jackson Lofton 6th. Bottom three are John Garcia, Garrett McGowan, and Frank Perez. Pitch down to the dirt, and it's 3-0. Encarnacion can stay patient. One out, nobody on, no score here in the bottom of the first inning. Tyree Thompson brings in his 2.67 ERA into his first start of the year. Encarnacion hits it deep down the left field line, and this one will clear the wall by plenty. Enka up and out. 1-0 Woodpeckers in the first. Cole barely missed it. Encarnacion got all of it.
A little green light special there for Anka coming out of the break. 3-0 pitch, and his manager says, swing away, baby, and he got that fastball right down the middle, and he certainly barreled that one up. I mean, it cleared that berm by plenty. It nearly landed out of the stadium without hook down that left field line. An absolute bomb.
Tyler Whitaker takes a strike, and it's 0-1 on Witt.
I I mean, there's an argument to be made that right now Zach Cole and Luis Encarnacion might be the best 1-2 punch at the top of anyone's order in this Carolina League.
Next pitch coming home, and Whitaker cuts through a breaking ball. So it's a 2-strike count on Whitaker.
It brings so much power, so much really pop from those 1-2 spots that you know every time they go up to the plate, they're capable of something special happening, and that was almost back-to-back home runs to start this ball game.
Infield, outfield, straight up on Whitaker, who takes a slider outside. And now the wind in the offer. It's outside and low again. It's another ball to Whitaker. Fayetteville coming in today 35-45, 5-9 in the second half of play as the pitch is offered up and it's down and away. Tyler Whitaker draws a walk against Tyree Thompson. Thompson will work with a man on as he has one out, three batters in, and Ricardo Below is coming up. Other stuff for Tyree Thompson: mentioned the first start of his season. He made 16 bullpen outings prior to tonight. Spencer Schwellenbach was promoted just yesterday by Atlanta to High A Rome. He was originally scheduled to start tonight's game, so Thompson filling in the starting rotation as Whitaker leads off at first. First pitch to Below is foul tipped off of the mid of the catcher, and it is 0-1. Thompson had given up just one home run all year over 34 innings of work prior to that solo shot from Encarnacion. 18 hits allowed, now 11 earned runs, 15 walks to 33 strikeouts. And here's the pitch. And off the end of the bat, a roller along third, and that's by a shifted infield and all the way up the line into foul territory. Tyler Whitaker hustles around to third base, and Ricardo Below going the other way picks up a double. Two in scoring position. And the Woodpeckers threatening to put up a big number on Tyree Thompson right out of the gate.
Certainly not the hardest hit ball we've seen from Ricardo Below this year, but just enough to stay inside that third base bag. And when you, that's the risk you run, shifting the infield, even guys that aren't the biggest pole hitters. Below's a bit of a pole hitter, but all it takes is just a ball off the end of the bat down that line, and it's big time trouble, an easy double for basically anybody.
So here's Jari Lorenzo, the switch hitter from the left side, hitting with runners at second and third, and he attacks the first pitch. Lazy fly out to right, long run in for Celedonio, and he makes the catch on the move, quickly fires home, and it is blocked out in front of the plate by the catcher, and everybody's going to have to hold. That one not deep enough to bring home Whitaker, even with his speed. And Lorenzo a fly out for the second out of the inning.
Let's take a quick look at the rest of the Augusta defense. With Celedonio out in right field, Bryson Worrell is the center fielder. Jair Casanova out in left. Corey Acton, the third baseman. It is Ambioris Tavares, the shortstop. EJ Exposito at second. Justin Janis, the first baseman. And Nick Clarno does the catching here for Thompson.
First pitch off the outside to Jackson Lofton. A slider missed. And it is 1-0. Lofton batting 183, four homers and 20 RBIs. He whiffs through a slider, and the count is 1-1. Chance to put up multiple runs against Tyree Thompson at his sub-3 ERA. Very dependable reliever for Augusta all year long, but now in a new role tonight. 1-1, and he got Lofton to go early on a breaking ball. 1-2.
I wonder if we're going to see Thompson go to that breaking ball more. Both of those hard hit balls from Cole and Encarnacion came off of fastball, so starting to mix that off speed in as a result.
Working from the third base side of the rubber, Thompson pitches and missed up and outside. 18th pitch of the inning for him, and it's even now on Lofton at 2-2. Chance to make up a game tonight against the team directly in front of the Woodpeckers in the division. The Augusta Green Jackets sitting in fifth in the South while you have a four-way tie at the top, 2-2. And Lofton takes it low and away. Our home plate umpire tonight is Travis Roberson, and working the bases is John Forster. Two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and dark gray pants. The They kind of blend in with those Black Ops uniforms, the Woodpeckers. You got to be careful you don't have any confusion tonight. 3-2, and Lofton flicks it out into center, a base hit. It's out in front of Worrell. Whitaker comes home. Here's a throw to the plate. Below slides in behind the tag, and Jackson Lofton drives in a pair. Two-run single, and the Woodpeckers have put up a crooked number. 3-0 in the opening inning.
And you have to imagine that the Woodpeckers didn't like the taste that was left in their mouth going into the All-Star break. Losers of 4 or 5, 3 in a row to Carolina. And I'm sure this lineup, because they were shut out in that final game, wanted to make something happen and make a statement in this opener against the Green Jackets. Boy, have they done so in this first inning. Just really good at-bats all around. We've seen some early count swings from Cole. We've seen some late count swings right there from Jackson Lofton to flick one out into center field. Just really good at-bats being put together in the early going.
So John Garcia gets a chance to bat. 7 Fayetteville hitters now stepping to the plate in the first inning. Tyree Thompson pitches, and Garcia whacks it out into left. Casanova drifting off to his right, and as he approaches the track, makes the above-the-shoulder grab. The inning is over. But Fandle puts up 3, a solo homer by Luis Encarnacion. Jackson Lofton, the 2-run base hit. And out of the All-Star break, Woodpeckers bats are hot. We're going to break. Top second is next. 3-0 Fayetteville. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle. A candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stock, a fortune dream to scatter. When you pull them all together, and I can't explain. Oh, yeah, well, when you make a mad dream come true.
Insurance Group operates as a fully independent agency. By representing various name brand carriers, Warren Insurance Group continues to expand their ability to offer the highest quality products and services to our community. They are a true family-run business with sister Lindsay Sarf and wife Lauren Warren, both working in the agency and continuing to create the best insurance experience for families and businesses in the Carolinas. Warren Insurance Group shares a personal connection to and passion with baseball and the MLB organization, having multiple family members playing at the collegiate and major league levels. Warren Insurance Group, a Mike Warren agency. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Green Jackets, the center fielder, number 32, Bryson Worrell.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. Fayetteville out to a quick 3-0 lead tonight. And Bryson Worrell steps to the plate to take on Tyler Guilfoyle. The lefty takes strike one. Middle three of the order to face Guilfoyle. He struck out 2, got a ground out in that opening inning. Here's a fly ball lifted along the left field line. McGowan with a long run gets all the way to the chalk, and that ball will land into the seats. Underway a little bit late tonight. 7:30 start due to some scattered thunderstorms around the area. Tarp is on the field for most of the afternoon. But a shout out to our hardworking field crew to get things ready to go. And get too much of a loss tonight in game time. Pitch missed low. Bryson Worrell playing out in center field tonight for Augusta. Here's the pitch. And he flicks it backwards. A foul ball. Worrell batted an even 200 across his last 10 games. Prior to the All-Star break, he's on an 8-for-40 stretch over that span. And takes the next pitch as the pitch clock resets for Tyler Guilfoyle. Now here comes the wine and the offer. And it's ripped foul on the ground by the first base coach.
It's good to see Guilfoyle really start to come back to his normal self. And I'm not just talking about his stuff on the mound, Chappie, but more so back into a routine instead of having time off or shortened outings. We're starting to see him back towards the normal routine that he's really had since he started with Fayetteville about a year ago, where he's been able to actually be stretched out for longer periods of time and make some of these starts.
Yeah, I think he's feeling healthy too, and that's a big part of it. Missed a little bit of time between late May and early June. He pumps a fastball in for strike three. Tyler Guilfoyle has struck out three of four to begin his night. So he's found a nice groove and whirls back to the dugout looking. Jeremy Celedonio is coming up to the plate. So Guilfoyle on a great pace right now. We mentioned his high strikeout total, a season-high eight punchouts his last time here at Segra Stadium. That was back on June 30th. And he spins a slider in there for strike one to get ahead of Celedonio. Next pitch, fastball a little bit in. And it's one ball and one strike. Infield, outfield are straight up. As Celedonio readies for the 1-1, and here it is. It's a slider that peels to the inside. Good pitch. Goes to 1-2. Celedonio on the year batting 182 across 64 games. Tied for the team high with 11 home runs, and he's driven in 31 on the season. And now the offer from Guilfoyle. There's a swing and a miss. Four strikeouts for Guilfoyle. Two strikeouts in the first, two more here in the second. And he's retired the first five batters he's faced. Working hard on the mound and has the run support behind him. 3-0 Fayetteville with Jair Casanova stepping into the right side.
It's been kind of the story of the year for Augusta. They lead the league in home runs with 63, but average-wise, they've struggled to put hits together. They're second to last right now in the Carolina League with a .216 team batting average coming into tonight's ballgame.
First pitch slider missed off the outside, and Guilfoyle delivers the 1-0. Casanova leans into it, but didn't swing. He takes a strike. Sliders landing all over the zone right now for Guilfoyle, whether it's low and away to a right-hander. He's delivered that pitch on the inside part of the zone a couple of times. Here's the offer, and he chops it out to the third base side. More action for Tyler Whitaker, and he throws across to end the inning. Well, identical innings for Tyler Guilfoyle. Strikeout, strikeout, ground out to third. He's working on a pattern right now, and he's retired six in a row as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Woodpeckers the early lead. It's 3-0.
Halloween at the park, ghouls in the game. Everybody loves Halloween candy. We're going to find out what kind with these ghouls here. This is the Carolina Dark Horses. What's your favorite Halloween candy and why?
Kit Kat, because I like the crunch.
Okay.
My favorite is Milky Way because of the chocolate and the caramel go perfectly together.
You should be in the commercial.
Airhead because I love the sugar.
Airheads because of sugar. I like it.
I like any king-size bar.
Anything king-size.
The Krabby Patty hamburgers.
Krabby Patty hamburgers. Come here, buddy.
Reese's, because I love peanut butter.
Hershey's chocolate.
Just regular Hershey's? That's okay. I'll take that. What's your favorite candy? Mine is pretty much everything they said, but I got to say, Airheads are the king, right? Who doesn't love Airheads? If you don't love Airheads, we're going to have problems. You guys ready? Give me big Go Peckers on three. One, two, three.
Go Peckers!
That's right.
Yes!
Decision.
Back on the mound for the Green Jackets, Tyree Thompson. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 46, Garrett McGowan.
Bottom second, and the Woodpeckers out to an early lead in the opener of this series with Augusta. 3-0 to score. Garrett McGowan, the left-handed batter, leads it off against Tyree Thompson. And he pitches a strike in the zone to McGowan, 0-1. Garrett McGowan, Frank Perez, 8-9 hitters, only two guys not to face Thompson in that first inning. And McGowan swings really early on a breaking ball. 0-2, and then Zach Cole at the top of the order will get another chance. He carried a 2.67 ERA into the game tonight, and allowing three earned runs in one inning, going to be right up near a season high for Tyree Thompson. Here's the 0-2. And McGowan swung at another pitch below the zone. So he got beat with back-to-back breaking balls. And the timing a little off for McGowan in his first at-bat. So one gone, Frank Perez coming up. That's the first strikeout tonight for Tyree Thompson. Thompson, a 26-year-old. He stands 6'4" out there on the mound. He's a former Texas Rangers farmhand. As he delivers, and Perez takes strike one on a fastball. Originally grew up in New Orleans. Went to high school out in that area. As the 0-1 is taken down and in. And he's a guy who was taken beyond the 20th round back when the draft used to be 40 rounds. 26th rounder, 1-1. And it's down to the dirt, but Perez hacked at it. And it's 1-2. Don't see too many 2016 draft picks around this league anymore.
Makes a little bit more sense, though, with him coming out of high school and all that's transpired since.
And he spins another breaking ball. That curveball is sharp. A lot of drop right now, and it's gotten back-to-back strikeouts for him. McGowan and Frank Perez go down waving. Back to the top of the order with Zach Cole. Cole just missed his 12th home run of the year. Swinging at the first pitch in the first inning. A ball that died at the base of the right field wall and was caught by Celedonio. Cole takes outside, and it is 1-0. This time Thompson will be a little more careful not to serve something up early in the count to Cole. Peers in, nods the head, gets the sign, and a slider missed outside. Count is 2-0 on Cole.
And with the draft taking place, you wonder just how many more at-bats Zach Cole might be taking here at Segra Stadium.
Yeah, with all the awards, the accolades, the numbers, he's a guy who's played himself into a spot worthy of a promotion. And when you do get that big roster overhaul in a couple of weeks, Woodpecker's got to go somewhere. And for Cole, he hopes it's upward. Three balls, no strike pitch, and it is a strike. Low outside corner at 92 miles an hour from Thompson. Trying to bounce back with a 1-2-3 inning after he had to face seven batters in the first. Here comes his 3-1. And Cole takes a changeup outside. It is a walk, and Thompson will not have that quick 1-2-3 inning. He'll work with Cole and his speed aboard first. And now has to face Luis Encarnacion, who took him out to the berm in the first inning.
Now right there is something that Zach Cole's unlocked to his game at the plate this year after a full offseason within the Houston Astros. That discipline, it's not something we saw last year when he first arrived here. Now he is just so poised and really sees the plate extremely well.
First pitch to Encarnacion is lifted off to the right side and foul. And Encarnacion has developed before our eyes over the last month from a guy who's struggled to hit just 200. The player who's now near the top in the team at 268 on the year, coming off his fifth home run in the first inning. Here's the 0-1. Cole's on the move, and a bouncer over the reaching glove of Thompson. It's barehanded by Exposito coming forward from second, but he can't pick it. Everybody is safe, and Encarnacion doing it a couple ways today. The long ball and now the slow hopper on the infield. That'll go as a single and push Zach Cole down to second base.
This is a Green Jackets defense that has struggled this year. This will be an infield single, of course, but defensively, .961 fielding percentage, the most errors in the league. This is a team that just hasn't really been able to save those outs when they've needed to. And that's a play right there. I think a little bit more communication between pitcher and middle infield, they might have been able to get Encarnacion, who's not the fastest, going down that first base line.
Here is Tyler Whitaker with first and second, two gone, 3-0 Fayetteville, and a chance to really break this game open early. Tyler Whitaker takes strike one. He hit a three-run home run in this ballpark and his return off of the injured list. Hit one in Zebulon as well in the final series before the break. Three homers, 16 RBIs. Here comes the kick and the offer, and no, he spins around and looks towards second, looks Cole back to the bag. Ricky Rivera joked in our conversation today. He said, I think Whitaker should have had maybe an 8 RBI game in his return off the IL. He came up with the bases loaded later in that game. Here's the 0-1. And it is a slider on the outside corner, called the strike, and went down in the count, nothing and two. That would have been a franchise record, 8
yes,
RBI.
Yes, it would have, yeah. It also somehow looks like that Witt's gotten bigger since when we last saw him in April. Just, I don't know if it's he's grown a couple inches or is obviously rehabbed well, but he looks like he's gotten bigger in that batter's box.
Well, you start to diet like a pro athlete. He's no longer the skinny 18-year-old he was when he was drafted out of Bishop Gorman. There's a fastball called the third strike on the inner edge. And Tyler Whitaker back to the dugout on three pitches. Fayetteville fails to score. They leave 2-1, strike out three times, but carry a 3-0 lead into the third inning when we come back on Bally Live and MILB.TV and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Folks, it's time for our Nightmare on Hay Street costume contest. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. You can't do Halloween without costumes. We've got a contest. You've got to help us judge. All right? Let's go over and meet the contestants. We'll start with the children. First is Isaiah. He is obviously a baseball player. And if you're not a Dodger fan, please don't hold that against him. Next is Raiden. Raiden is a firefighter. Raiden, wave. Say hi. Wave. Never mind. Landon is an astronaut. Landon looks like he's ready to blast off. So those are your three kids, a baseball player, firefighter, and an astronaut. Moving on to the adults. Teresa is a mummy, clearly. Katie, everybody, I found Waldo. Katie is Waldo. We found Waldo. And last but certainly not least, Tiffany is a Ninja Turtle. So you have three kids and three adults. Please vote, right? We got a QR code. I think the QR code, there it is. Scan that QR code on the big board. Vote. We need your votes. You're going to tell us who is the best costumed child and best costumed adult. Ray, back up to you, sir.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Green Jackets, the designated hitter, number 9.
Welcome back to Sacra Stadium. It is the top of the third inning. Here comes the pitch on the way from Tyler Guilfoyle to begin things to Andrew Keck, and he takes the ball. Now to take through the play-by-play in this 3-0 Fayetteville lead, it is Colin Casey. Glad to have him back on the air.
Great to be back here in downtown Fayetteville, Chaffee. Fastball on the outside half, called a strike for Tyler Guilfoyle. Well, we talked about earlier, he set a new strikeout high on the season with 8 the last time he pitched in this ballpark against the Kannapolis Cannonballers before break. He's already halfway there through 2 innings. This one sent in the air down the right field line. Frank Perez reaches up and he makes the catch in the narrow foul territory down the right field line for the first out.
Nice awareness. That wall really creeps up on you quick once you get into foul territory. Sometimes a fan might reach over as well, but nobody in the area there. And Frank Perez plays the parameters of Segre perfectly.
We've seen flashes of elite defensive prowess from Frank Perez out there in right field this year, whether it be his fielding or his arm. He does have a lot of strength behind that right-handed arm as Corey Acton takes a fastball inside, the former Florida Gator. The 1-0 count, 7 up, 7 down now for Guilfoyle. Misses down and away. Guilfoyle, of course, former Kentucky Wildcat. Acton started the season in High A Rome. For in May, he was brought down to Augusta, where he's been ever since, and he wraps one out into right center field, falling quickly, but Zach Cole, with that closing speed, able to make it look easy for out number two.
Well, he's established his off-speed very early tonight, and that's big for Guilfoyle, because he's not going to blow you away with the fastball. It's going to be 90-91. But once you start placing that slider well and you command that off-speed pitch, the fastball is just that more lethal. And right out of the gate, Guilfoyle has multiple pitches working well.
Looking to go 9-up, 9-down the first time through the order, and Nick Clarno takes a fastball on the outside corner. And he chases that fastball high for strike two. Clarno coming off a 2-for-9 series before the break, which he had a pair of doubles in. And the 0-2 popped up in the air behind the plate. Underneath it, Garcia makes the catch in another 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. Concludes the top of the third. 9-up, 9-down, 4 strikeouts for the right-hander as he walks on back to the dugout. And Fayetteville takes a 3-0 lead in the bottom half of the third when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
From the Bronx, New York, and born on Christmas Day, Staff Sergeant Bautista enlisted in the Army in 2013 as an infantryman. He first served in the 173rd in Italy before moving back stateside to join the 417th Infantry Regiment in Fort Bliss, Texas. He is currently serving in the 1504th Parachute Infantry Regiment here at Fort Liberty as a section sergeant for Red Devils Motor Platoon. He is joined today by his wife, Amber, and their daughter, Nova. Fans, let's hear it for Isaac Bautista. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.
Back on the mound for the Green Jackets, Tyree Thompson. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 9, Ricardo Below.
It's the middle third of the Fayetteville order to begin the bottom of the third. 3-0, Woodpeckers lead it. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, good to be back on the air following the All-Star break. First pitch from Tyree Thompson, misses inside on the switch hitting Ricardo Below, who cue-shotted a double down the left field line against the shift his first time up, and the count now 2-0 on the Dominican Republic native. Below coming from the capital of the island country, Santo Domingo, and lines another one out towards right center field. This will fall in the gap. Below jogging into first, and he will stay put this time. Won't try to stretch it as the throw comes in quickly to Exposito. But a 2-for-2 start to the ball game out of the break for Ricardo Below.
Well, if he's picking his spots tonight, he's doing an awful good job of finding green grass. Went the opposite way against the shift for that double along the left field line in the first inning. Now just pulls it out into the right center field gap. So Augusta's trying to adjust to him defensively, but he's finding spots on the diamond.
Leadoff man on for Dari Lorenzo. Another switch hitter. And Thompson misses outside with the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Lorenzo flared one out to right field, but coming in to make the catch was Celedonio for the man on deck, Jackson Lofton, brought home two with a single. Back in the first inning. Backdoor breaking ball, and it's a good one. Catches the outside corner, 1-1. Woodpeckers at 5-9 in this second half, 2.5 games out of first, which is currently a four-way tie in the South Division. Another backdoor breaking ball, 1-2. Columbia, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Kannapolis all entering tonight tied for first at 8-7. Certainly go around the league later on and see how the rest of the league fares. Everyone underway at this point in the night. Close pitch. Thompson doesn't get the call. 2-2. Fayetteville, here as we're out of the break, also trying to kind of change the tune for them against South Division opponents this year. They're 15-27 against teams in their division. 2-2 in the dirt, including an 8-16 home record against the South. That includes a 0-6 mark against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who swept them here in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers will go to Myrtle Beach next month. 3-2 pitch, and Lorenzo goes after it low for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Thompson. In fact, the last four outs he has recorded have been via the K. One down.
Yeah, there's a lot of drop to his pitches. Heavy changeup. Has a 12-6 curveball action. He's changing the eye of the Fayetteville hitters and trying to get a lot of these swings to have them fish below the zone. And it's been effective for him second time through the lineup.
So here is Lofton. Short leadoff of first four below. And Lofton swings underneath one and sends a shallow pop fly into right center field. Exposito backs up and secures it for out number two. Thompson trying to make it two scoreless after surrendering a trio of runs in the first. John Garcia, who got into one in his first at-bat, look to find some outfield grass this time. Good little Friday crowd here, able to brave the rain. About a 25-minute delay to first pitch. But still a nice summer crowd at Segra Stadium. First pitch gets through the catcher, Clarno, and go all the way to the backstop. Easily up to second base is Ricardo below. That'll be a pass ball. Have to wonder if he was not on the same page as Thompson, who was expecting the fastball, got the breaking ball. Simply went right past his mitt. So a runner in scoring position now with two down. And the 1-0. Breaking ball and way out in front was Garcia. Corkscrewed into the ground with the earliness of that swing. 1-1. Garcia, .74 average on the year. Four homers, 15 driven in. For the 2022 draft pick. Bluff over to second. And below is back. Born in the Dominican, grew up in the Big Apple. 1-1. Pitch misses down and outside. Went to the George Washington School in New York, and ironically enough, two baseball Hall of Famers, actually one of them, I should say, one baseball Hall of Famer, Rod Carew, is there. The other, Manny Ramirez, not in the Hall of Fame, but another legendary player also hailing from that school. And it's 3-1 now on Garcia.
I was at the Hall of Fame the other day. Got to see a few of those plaques.
See anything for Rod Carew?
Yeah, he's got a plaque. Might have had a jersey or a bat or two on display.
Off speed, called strike two, and that'll bring Garcia back to the box. Of course, Carew, a Minnesota Twins legend, but also had a really strong stint with the California Angels.
One of the greatest switch hitters ever. All about contact, base hits with him.
A look at second for Thompson, now the payoff, and Garcia waves and misses for strike three. So Thompson now with five strikeouts through three innings. He strands a runner at second base, but the Green Jackets still trail. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers who lead it 3-0 as we head to the fourth from Segra.
Fans, we have some groups in attendance this evening. Oh, my bad. Things are getting spooky out there on the warning track. Hey, Doug, take it away.
Thank you, sir. Folks, Halloween We're going to make mummies, and then the mummies are going to come to life. It's the mummy relay. It's Josie and Bristol versus Cade and Kelsey. You guys ready? Kinsley. Sorry, Mom. I had it. I had it 2 seconds ago. In three, two, one, go. All right, they're going to go down, make a mummy as fast as they can. Hold on to it. Make the mummy. Come on, Cade, faster. They've got to make a mummy, run out of toilet paper, and run back. On this humid night, the mummy wrapping is not holding on so well. Make the best mummy you can. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Run, 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 run. Cade and Kelsey have done it. Fantastic. Well done, mummies. Come here, kids. Be big go peckers on three. Come here. 1, 2, 3.
Peckers.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Green Jackets, the shortstop, number one, Ambioris Tavares.
Tyler Guilfoyle back to the mound. He'll face the Augusta leadoff man, Ambioris Tavares, who swings and misses for strike one. That's been the theme so far as we enter the top of the fourth from Segura. Tyler Guilfoyle has started a lot of these Augusta batters with first pitch strikes. 3-0 Fayetteville. Slider pulled by Guilfoyle outside. Tavares went down looking to begin the ball game. The 1-1. Slider just a bit outside. Guilfoyle, the eighth round pick about a year ago by Houston. Started his career at Lipscomb University in Nashville before transferring to his hometown team, the Wildcats. Called strike two on the outside corner. Turned 23 back in January. Stepping back into the box, Tavares, the shortstop. Two-two, and a self-defense swing on a fastball up and in by Tavares, and he can't connect. That is the fifth strikeout for Guilfoyle, and his dominant start to the ball game continues, one away.
Whew, 10 up, 10 down. This is a roll by Tyler Guilfoyle, and he's working with a good pace. He looks like a guy who's well-rested out of the break. Almost a quicker pace than usual.
Foul tipped on the first pitch to Janice. And, yeah, that's a good point, Chappie. Maybe that break coming at a right time for Guilfoyle after he's trying to ramp it back up. Missed a little bit of time here and there with an injury. Good chance to hit the reset button. Took some momentum into the break. We talked about the 8 strikeouts against Kannapolis, a solid outing in which he picked up the victory right before the break in Zebulon. Guilfoyle misses with a fastball at 90 off the plate to the lefty, Justin Janice. Janice, 293 on the year, 3 homers, 30 driven in. At the letters, that's called strike. Talk about Kentucky. They saw 3 more Wildcats taken in this past draft last week. In the dirt, nice stop there from Garcia, but count is full. Austin Strickland, Magdi Elcato, and Logan Martin all heard their names called. Couple of them drafted by the Pirates. Martin going to the Royals, so he might be playing in the Carolina League soon with the Fireflies. Line drive into shallow left field, and there's the first base runner of the ball game for the Green Jackets as Janice drops one over the leap of Whitaker. A one-out single. Now Augusta will look to try to push their first run across. They trail 3-0.
Yeah, Janice has made a habit of hits like that this year. close to a 300 hitter, top on the team, and just little singles to the shallow outfield. Not a ton of power with him, but he gets on, and that's all Augusta needs at the moment, is just to see a base runner for that dugout.
They'll bring up E.J. Exposito, infield at double play depth for Fayetteville. And a breaking ball gets away from Guilfoyle to the backstop, barehanded by Garcia, but easily up to second base moves Janis. It's just the fourth wild pitch of the season uncorked by Tyler Guilfoyle. Exposito grounded out to third to end the top of the first inning. Look at second for Guilfoyle. His delivery is sent high in the air out to fairly deep right field. Sends Perez back, still going back up to the wall. He makes the catch. Crashes into the wall, fires it back in. Tagging to third base is Janis, but allowed out number two as Frank Perez. He's been busy out there in his return from the All-Star break. Made a catch in foul territory last inning, and this time he got all the way to the Blue Ridge power sign out in right field, but was able to haul it in.
You don't really carried more than you thought coming off the bat. Exposito, strong hitter. Didn't even sound like he got all of it. Still almost hit it out of here.
Got a little bit too much underneath it. Bryson Wuerl. It's a fastball in for a strike from Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle now at 54 pitches. In good shape to at least get through this fourth inning and perhaps through five. Swing and a miss. And Wuerl falls behind, nothing and two. He went down looking his first time up in the second. Guilfoyle comes set. And his 0-2. Fastball jams Wuerl, but he gets just enough to stay alive.
Really good place. Fastball up and in. Not much you can do with that as a hitter, except what you just saw, just flick it away.
Wuerl, the former ECU Pirate, playing his college days just down the road here in North Carolina. Another 0-2 in the dirt, and Garcia slides to his right to stop him.
We got to see that program ECU play out here right before the minor league season started. They played Campbell in the early college season.
Wuerl grew up in Wilson, North Carolina, so that also just a stone's throw away. Fastball, rather the changeup down and away. Count even 2-2 on Wuerl. Jeremy Celedonio on deck. Janis leads off of third, and that ball is struck well out to center field. Zach Cole ranging back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. Well, a couple of deep fly balls hit by the Green Jackets here in the fourth inning, but Segra Stadium holds them both. Tracked down by Cole all the way up against the fence, and Augusta leaves a man in scoring position. It is four scoreless for Tyler Guilfoyle. And a 3-0 lead for Fayetteville as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans. fans, we have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
Any spot, just set up my shop. You're mad that your girl always says that I'm hot. She buy my t-shirt.
Leading off the bottom of the...
Woodpeckers left fielder Garrett McGowan begins the bottom of the fourth at the plate. His team leads 3-0 thanks to three first-inning runs scored off of this man, Tyree Thompson, who has settled in nicely after a rough first inning and his first start of the season for the Green Jackets. As McGowan cuts through a fastball high for strike one. McGowan struck out to lead off the second inning. And the 0-1 misses low. First of three games between these two teams this week. The only series between Fayetteville and Augusta this year. 1-1. Curveball misses up and away. The only team that Fayetteville will see less of this year is Delmarva Shorebirds. That's a trick question because they won't see him at all. After Fayetteville saw them in Delmarva last year. McGowan hard on the ground to third. The shifted Corey Acton makes the play, throws to first for out number one. Acton used to play in a little bit of middle infield. I saw him back in my days in the Cape League with the Harwich Mariners. Saw him a little bit at short, a little bit at second base, and certainly used those tools well. Shifted perfectly for the first out. 5-3 put out, although it looked more like a 6-3. And Frank Perez with the first pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah, it's just a tough break for McGowan. Pretty good exit velo on that ground ball, and then you find the only man on the left side.
The 0-1. And Perez does get a piece of it. Thompson sitting in the low 90s. That was his 60th pitch of the outing. Longest he's gone this year was 4 2/3, so he might be in position to eclipse that mark. He continues this pace. And a good off-speed catches Perez out in front for strike three. The sixth punch out now for Thompson. And he is now set down 5 in a row.
And the formula is still there for him. Low breaking ball out of the zone. Get Fayetteville batters to chase it. Kind of extending off of a high fastball as well. With the way that first inning went, everybody was putting the ball in play. You didn't see six strikeouts over the next three innings, but Tyree Thompson's taking control of the game.
Zach Cole. A swing and a miss. Similar to the swing he took to open the ball game, which was a deep fly ball out to right field. Missed a home run by a matter of inches. And he takes one on the inside corner for strike two. Seeing Thompson attack once again. He did it early and got burned in the first inning, but now newfound confidence on the mound for the right-hander. He peers in, kicks and deals. Goes for the backdoor breaking ball, and it stays a couple inches off the plate. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball misses down and outside. Win here tonight, Fayetteville would pull half a game back of the Green Jackets, who are in front of them in fifth in the South Division. Count now fills up on Cole, the June Carolina League Player of the Month and two-time Player of the Week Award winner. Once in June, once back in May. Payoff pitch, and he can't connect. Swings through a breaking pitch for strike three. And quietly, Tyree Thompson has put together a 7-strikeout performance. We go to the fifth. 3-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tosh! Make some noise!
Get a little deeper down on the low key. She know how it feels. I said, "Shorty,
was checking up for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to
watch out.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle.
Score remains 3-0 as we enter the fifth inning in downtown Fayetteville. Woodpeckers trying to kill a 3-game losing streak that they carried into the All-Star break against the Augusta Green Jackets. The right fielder Jeremy Celedonio at the plate, Tyler Guilfoyle back on the mound, and Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. Guilfoyle's been tremendous tonight, over four scoreless, giving up just one hit, only allowed one base runner. Justin Janis put an end to 10 in a row, retired in the fourth, and now Celedonio in a 1-0 count takes a hefty cut through a fastball, and it is 1-1. Guilfoyle will be allotted about 75 pitches tonight. He's 61 right now as he tries to work through the fifth and become eligible for a winning decision, and he delivers strike two. A win tonight would put him to 3-1 on the season. And now the 1-2 kick and offer. A pop fly straight backwards and out of play. He struck out Celedonio in the second inning. Guilfoyle had four strikeouts over the first two innings. He only has one over his last two. But five Ks, no walks, one hit. That's it, 1-2. And Celedonio takes it up high. Two balls and two strikes. You know, every year, there's one team in the division that the Woodpeckers don't see a lot of. Swinging a foul back, out of play it goes, and the count stays 2-2 on Celedonio. Last year, it was the Columbia Fireflies. We didn't see them at all. Didn't play them one game.
Right.
An in-division opponent. And this year, Augusta is that team with only three games across the entire schedule. 2-2. And it slides outside.
It feels a little weird to be going to Lynchburg for six games next week and then playing them again later on in the year for 12 games, a North Division opponent, but you only see the Augusta Green Jackets three times this year, but that's just how it works in the Carolina League.
3-2 gets him looking on the low outside corner. Tyler Guilfoyle wins the payoff pitch and picks up his sixth strikeout, first out of the fifth inning. I've never met the schedule makers. They're behind, they're these anonymous folks behind curtains somewhere, like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But if I ever met him, I would say, hey, a few more divisional games, please. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike on the outside corner to Jair Casanova. It's 0-1.
I'm sure part of it, too, you want to go out to SRP Park. Here it's a great facility to catch a ball game.
In on the hands and rolled foul off to the right. Yep, it's right on the Georgia South Carolina border, on the South Carolina side of the state. So you're playing in South Carolina, but you go over a little body of water, a river, and you're in Georgia. The team hotel is actually in Georgia, the ballpark in South Carolina. Ground ball up along third, and that is foul.
Can relate to that a little bit. Grew up in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. You drive 5 minutes down the road, and you're over the border in Enfield, Connecticut. So That's why I got an 860 number instead of a 413.
Oh, there you go. Nothing in two, 70 pitches now for Guilfoyle as Casanova swings and fouls it off to the right. Now Augusta National, where they play the Masters Tournament, that's on the Georgia side of the border. And, of course, the Augusta Green Jackets, named after the Green Jacket of the Masters. Here's a line drive out into center. Zach Cole forward on it, stays up, and he's got it. Makes the catch at his chest, and there's two outs. Fayetteville bullpen is activated, and the question is, will Guilfoyle be given a chance to get this final out of the fifth? And become eligible for that winning decision. Ricky Rivera, Zach Wilkins having a conversation down in the dugout, and they're going to leave him out there. Guilfoyle will get a chance to face Andrew Keck, the DH and seven hitter, who got to fly out to the left in his first time up. And he delivers strike one on a top of the zone changeup. Only one base runner allowed over 4 2/3. Guilfoyle pitches and runs it up and in. It'll go to 1-1 on Keck, just a 197 hitter on the year. Guilfoyle trying to complete five innings for just the second time this year and first time since April 18th. Pitches up and inside. He missed high with a changeup, and it is 2-1. That was on the road against the Columbia Fireflies in a 10-inning ball game. He's not pitched five innings at home yet this season. Trying to do it now. Two ball, one strike offering. And that is a strike right on the high outside corner. Perfectly placed fastball. 2-2.
His location's been as good as it's been all year long tonight.
Infield, outfield, the line straight up. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is spoiled off. See another pitch from Guilfoyle. He tried to go right up top again with a fastball that's in the high 80s tonight. But again, the slider's been so good that he's establishing himself ahead in counts with the breaking ball going fastball light. Another 2-2, and he got him swinging. A foul tip into the mitt, and Tyler Guilfoyle closes five scoreless innings for the first time at home this year with a seventh strikeout. What a day for the right-hander. Feeling good out of the All-Star break. One of his best starts of the year. And he carries a 5-3-0 lead into the bottom of the fifth when we come back.
The coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, show us those tumblers. So cool.
You never take advice.
It's cold as ice, baby.
Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune in feelings. But someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold.
Back on the mound for the Green Jackets, Tyree Thompson.
Go to lunch in the Jewish community. I won't tell on the bros with immunity. Can't feed them, that shit ain't gonna ruin me. I'm the only one now that I do me.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion is into the right side, and he faces off against Tyree Thompson, fouls back the first pitch, and stumbles down to a knee. Encarnacion slipped a bit, but gets back up to his feet in an 0-1 count. Encarnacion started the scoring and a three-run first inning with a solo home run to left, his fifth of the season. Tyree Thompson offers it up, and a breaking ball is popped up and out of play off to the right side. So Encarnacion quickly down, nothing and two. Third time through the order here, Tyler Whitaker and Ricardo Belou will get a chance in the inning against the Augusta starter. Thompson starting a game for the first time all year. After 16 relief appearances, here's pitch number 70 of his night. And it's a changeup low and inside. 1-2 on Encarnacion after getting battered around, facing seven hitters and giving up the three runs in the first inning. He's bounced back with three scoreless. Locks the eyes of Clarneau, the catcher, and throws his 1-2 pitch. Encarnacion rolls it foul off the left. One ball and two strikes. About a half hour delay to our ball game tonight. Weather's cleared out, though. A little humidity in the air, light breeze. And turned into a pretty pleasant evening as the 1-2 is down in the dirt and over a backhand of Clarno. Two balls and two strikes on Encarnacion. He's also single. That was on a soft hopper just over the pitcher's mound in the second inning. So he's got the long ball and then the little bloop working for him. 2-2 is Thompson. Gets a new set of signs, delivers the break even, and Encarnacion takes a big swing on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, one of the harder pitches tonight for Thompson. And he just got a piece of it to keep the AB going.
You wonder if he knows that he's going to be lifted soon, coming at the end of his line, so might as well empty that tank.
Spins a breaking ball, and this is popped up behind third. Back on it into the extended warning track is Acton. And he dropped the ball. He tried to extend right before the netting. I think he got a little uneasy approaching that net and that sidewall and stabbed at it. Had it in the glove for a moment, but Encarnacion catches a break. It'll stay 2-2.
And talk about the netting protecting fans, of course, from line drives. Also protects the players a little bit because it's never fun going full speed towards that small fence and can end up flipping right over that wall.
And a 2-2 home. Encarnacion fights another one off. So we've seen a good mix of speeds right now from Thompson and making him earn every strike. As you mentioned, Colin, his start works towards a close with that bullpen active. Longest outing of the year for Tyree Thompson. As check swing down and outside, he did not go. That was four innings against Carolina on June 17th. They're 4 2/3 make it against Myrtle his last time out. So tonight he's trying to complete five for the first time in the regular season. Encarnacion trying to go to 3-for-3 or get on for a third time. Payoff pitch. Oh, and he chased it down in the dirt. Blocked by Carno. He tried to tag. Nothing there. Throws up the line and completes the strikeout of Encarnacion. Now number one of the fifth inning. And we'll see if the Augusta dugout wants to do here. They want to go to their bullpen. Cody Gabella, the Augusta manager, makes his first appearance of the day. He struts out to the mound and will take the ball from Tyree Thompson, who gave his team a good amount of length after a turbulent first. And a spot start today, he carries things into the fifth before the bullpen activates. New right-hander to tell you about when we return. Nobody on, one out. And the Woodpeckers leading 3-0 when we come back in the bottom of the fifth inning. A call to the bullpen for the Green Jackets.
And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Fans, this Green Jackets pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Green Jackets, number 22, Ronaldo Alessandro.
Don't you treat me this way,
but
I'll be.
Your real world isn't ready to face the face beyond the real me. Time to think it over. Over trying to overthink. I've had enough. Everybody's limited to what's on their minds.
Riots coming side by side.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
One out, nobody on, and Augusta going to the bullpen in the bottom of the fifth. Ronaldo Alessandro takes over for Tyree Thompson and pitches a first pitch strike to Tyler Whitaker at 96 miles an hour. A lot of velo to contend with. Alessandro is 0-1 with a 1.86 ERA, ninth game out of the Augusta pen. And the pitch is another fastball whipped home for a strike. Quickly, nothing and two on Tyler Whitaker. Ricardo Belou standing on deck. Thompson goes 4 1/3 today, 3 1/3 scoreless after his three-run first inning. Fayetteville with that three-run advantage still, 3-0. Here comes the set in the 0-2, and Whitaker takes it outside. One ball and two strikes. Witt tonight has reached on a walk, scored, and also struck out looking. That was on an inside fastball against Thompson in the second inning. Here's the 1-2 from the big right-hander, and a ground ball up the middle, skips off the mound, backhanded by Exposito, throws across the body off balance, and a great play by the Augusta second baseman to retire Whitaker by a step. Crossed over onto the shortstop side of the bag to make that play, so it was an unconventional throw for a second baseman. But there's two outs, and Alessandro faces Ricardo Belou.
And Alessandro comes into a spot where, you know, this game still very much in reach for Augusta thanks to what Thompson did after the first inning. Great recovery for him on the mound.
Two for two day for Ricardo Belou. You have a pair of Woodpeckers who started two for two in a couple of trips. Encarnacion and now Belou has a single and a double. First pitch was low and inside, and here comes the 1-0. He swings and foul tips it to the screen. Ronaldo Alessandro stands 6 foot 170 out on the mound. I don't believe the 171 bit. I think that's maybe the signing weight. 25 years old, though, out of the DR. Signed back in 2018 with the Braves. And a fastball misses up and outside.
Yeah, he's certainly put on a lot of muscle mass since signing here.
Some of those things get a little bit outdated over the years. They usually grab the weight during the draft or during the international signing. Some of these guys are 16 years old at the time they weigh in. Here's the 2-1. This is hit well. Out into left center field. Whirl the long run, and he'll make the catch approaching the rocking chairs on the track to end the inning. So it's 1-2-3. Thompson and Alessandro combine out of the bullpen to set down the Woodpeckers in order. And through five innings tonight, the Woodpeckers have a 3-0 lead at Segra Stadium.
D served a total of 27 years between the Air Force and the Army. During his career, he was stationed at Hickam Air Force Base, Schofield Barracks, Fort Bragg, Fort Drum, Heidelberg, Germany, and MFO South Camp in Egypt. Retired Colonel Lawrence served as the deputy commander of outlying clinics while stationed in Heidelberg, Germany. He was the task force surgeon while he was stationed at MFO South Camp. Additionally, he was the chief of the Department of Family Medicine and chief of primary care while stationed at Fort Bragg at Womack Army Medical Center. Fans, let's hear it for retired Colonel Lawrence, and thank you for your service. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 27, Jose Fleury. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Green Jackets, the third baseman, number 50, Corey Acton.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. Top of the sixth inning, Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Jose Fleury takes over for Tyler Guilfoyle out of the Fayetteville bullpen. And he misses low with the first pitch to the left-handed bat of Corey Acton, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout to center. Here's the pitch. And it's down low. 3-0 Fayetteville on top. What a night for Tyler Guilfoyle, who goes 5 scoreless, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Fell one shy of a season high with those 7 Ks. But five scoreless for the first time this year as he pitches outside. And Fleury falls behind 2-1 to Acton, who's blown out to center. So now Jose Fleury takes over, top 30 Astros pitching prospect, 2-3 record and a 3.63 ERA with the Woodpeckers. 17th game tonight and ninth out of the pen, as he usually tandems. And the pitch missed up and outside. That is ball four. Acton works his way on base. So he's aboard. Just the second runner for Augusta tonight. And now it's the nine-hitter, Nick Clarno, the catcher.
First time they've reached on a base on balls. Just goes to show you how much that Tyler Guilfoyle pounded the zone. Did not surrender a single free pass.
Jose Fleury works out of the stretch, goes down to the belt, and pitches. And it's a called strike on the outside with a slider. Of course, the changeup, one of the primary off-speed tools that Jose Fleury has as he goes down to the belt, kicks, pitches, and it gets a swing and miss on a high fastball from Clarno. He popped out to the catcher, John Garcia, in his first at-bat, sixth inning, and still just coming up to the plate for his second time. Been a lot of minimal innings by Tyler Guilfoyle, and Jose Fleury trying to keep it up. Runner on the go to second. Pitches low in the dirt. Garcia snaps a throw that shorts the bag and does not make it in time. Lorenzo tried to drop a late tag, but Nick Clarno, who might have been in danger of getting picked off, he was really off of that bag before Fleury came home. He comes up with a stolen base.
It was really strange. Acting a couple of steps, just kind of froze and then continued working. I mean, he got a great jump and then just kind of stopped. I don't know if he thought that the move was coming, but either way, it's a good thing he got a great jump, because Garcia made a pretty solid throw down and would have gotten him dead to rights had he not got that great jump.
Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch, and a slider is outside. Fleury was close, but just missed away to the righty. 2-2. Second time tonight that Augusta has put a runner on second base. They got Justin Janis on to second in the fourth, but left him on, trying to cut into a 3-0 Fayetteville lead. And now a swing and a pitch down to the dirt, blocked by Garcia. Smart play as he looks back, the runner at second, throws up the first baseline, gets the strikeout of Clarno. And there is one gone. Well, here at Segra Stadium this week, it is holiday weekend. Tonight it is Halloween in July. Tomorrow it is Christmas in July. And it is St. Patrick's Day in July on Sunday. You got a favorite holiday, Colin?
Groundhog's Day. You know why? Because it's my birthday also.
But oh, okay.
I'm cheating a little bit with that one, I suppose.
Bucks a plenty, Phil.
Yeah.
Didn't he die recently? And they got a new one?
They've gotten like five of them by now.
As time is called, pitch clock violation on Jose Fleury as he gets ready to face Ambioris Tavares. But we have a specialty item to tell you about up here in the booth. Of course, Woodpecker's broadcast booth food review is a very popular segment now on the broadcast. We got a new burger to tell you about. It's a doozy. Here's the pitch. And it's a slider in the zone for a strike. The Holiday Burger has made its way to 82nd and Hay. Only spot you can get it in the ballpark. And let me give you the briefing on it, because there's a lot to take in here with this burger. As Jose Fleury goes to the shoulders, looks at the runner. Down at second base, he's dancing around, and Fleury will come home. And the pitch missed high. John Garcia got a little bit crossed up on that one. But here we have a holiday burger. It's a turkey burger as the base. We got lettuce. We have apple slaw.
Ooh.
Not sure how I feel about fruit on a burger. Crispy onion, smoked gouda. I like that. Cranberry mayo as well, which is also on the Bunker's Sweet Nest.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here's the pitch from Fleury, and it's fouled back into the screen. We're going to try this thing live on the air. Our viewers here take a nice look at it. You got the crispy onion, the apple slaw. Here we go, all in on it.
Now, is that served cold or hot?
It is warm.
It is warm.
Okay. Probably should have brought some napkins up here for you, or a bib, perhaps.
I got a little cranberry mayo on the face.
Yeah, I think you just dropped some on your scorecard there,
oh,
too.
No. I do have mayo on my scorecard.
Oh, no.
No, this is good. You don't taste as much of the apple as I would have thought. Mm. I thought it was going to be fruity and weird. No, kind of salty. You got that crispiness with the onions. The turkey burger is really tender. And there's kind of a saltiness to it. Smoked Gouda. You pick up a little bit of the smoked cheese as well. That is good stuff. Team photographer Joe's here in the building as well while we're eating on the air. What's up, Joe? So 82nd and Hay, where you can get the holiday burger. There we go. I don't have a napkin. It's good. Go get it. I'm going to give it an 8.4 out of 10 as strike three is called. And Jose Fleury picks up his second out of the inning. So two gone, man at second base.
Where would you say it stacks up against the
Bunker's Sweet Nest?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I put it slightly above it.
Okay.
But it's also available this weekend out at Bagwell's Burgers. The Sweet Nest is back for a three-day stretch.
Get it well, it's hot.
The Holiday Burger, 82nd and Hay. Broadcast booth approved. And here's a line drive out into center field. Zach Cole coming forward. He dives and can't get it. It's by him and rolling towards the track. Frank Perez hustles over from right to retrieve. Janis is hustling down to third. A one-hopping throw in time to get him. The run scores to get Augusta on the board, 3-1. It'll be a double for Janis and an RBI, but he is gunned down trying to stretch three. We're going to go to break. I'm full now. And the Green Jackets trail 3-1 to the Woodpeckers.
All right, let's take it down to Doug. We have a finale in the costume contest. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. As voted on by you, the fans, we have winners. But first, we remind everybody of who's out here tonight in costume. We'll start down here with the kids. Once again, Isaiah is a Los Angeles Dodger. Raiden is the firefighter. Landon is the astronaut. For the adults, Teresa is the mummy. Katie is Waldo. We found Waldo. And Tiffany is Leonardo, the Ninja Turtle. All right, folks, as voted on by you, the fans, we'll start with the kids. The winner of the kids' costume contest tonight is Landon, the astronaut. Congratulations, young man. And the winner for the adults, drum roll. Come on, you know who it is. It's Waldo, Katie. Well done, young lady. Thank you to everybody for voting. Thanks for dressing up. Ray, back up to you in the booth, sir.
Fans, walk your way over to the transformed batting cages. If you're brave enough, the haunted house presented by Hollerin' Haunts is spooky tonight only. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the PWC power hitter of the game, the second baseman, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Dory Lorenzo into the left side, and he's 0 for 2 tonight, facing off against Ronaldo Alessandro. First pitch home is lifted along the left field line. Casanova sprinting over, but that ball get foul and into the seats. So 0-1 on Dory Lorenzo. Augusta gets on the board before the close of the sixth inning. RBI double from Janis as he was thrown out trying to stretch triple, but gets to 3-1 Fayetteville. They've led since their three-run bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Alessandro, and he pulls the string with a changeup. Even the changeup has good velo, though, 88 miles an hour coming in. That's compared to a mid-90s fastball. Lorenzo is going to take a ball down low, and it's 1-2. Jackson Lofton will get a chance to bat next, and then John Garcia. Lofton had a two-run single that counted in that three-run inning. Fastball outside. Or rather, that was the changeup again by Alessandro, and it's 2-2.
It's 9 in a row set down, going back to the third inning for Augusta pitching. They have stabilized big time, just haven't really gotten the offense until the top of this inning.
Off the end of the bat, a roller shortstop side. It is scooped by Acton, and his throw over to first retires Lorenzo. So one gone. And Jackson Lofton getting ready to bat for a third time. Two RBI game already for Lofton, as mentioned. Came up in the first with runners at second and third and just pushed a single out into shallow center field. Didn't try and overdo it. Swing too hard. He just went with the pitch, and that's what the dugout's looking for in those spots. Drove in his 21st and 22nd RBIs of the season. First pitch ball outside at 95 miles an hour and low as well. Here comes the 1-0. And a fastball is called a strike. 1-1. Three runs on five total hits tonight for the Woodpeckers as a fastball misses up and outside. You never know what you'll get coming out of a four-day break, just in terms of timing. Really not sure how much guys actually continue baseball activity during the break. Maybe you go home, you have a cage in your backyard, something of that nature, but you sometimes wonder about timing. As guys come back from the break, that's always a concern at the major league level with players that participate in the home run derby. You know, do you mess up the swing at all? Either swinging too much, trying to change the swing, or not swinging at all if you're just relaxing. Two balls and two strikes on Lofton with one out, nobody on base in this bottom of the sixth. 3-1 Fayetteville. And Alessandro sets, pitches. Lofton takes it low. And the count fills on the former Oral Roberts ball player.
It was a 3-2 count in which he drove in that two-run single. Got a pitch on the outside part of the plate and just flipped it out into right center field.
Three balls, two strikes, here it is, and a line drive out into right. That's going to drop down in front of Celedonio. He bobbled for a moment. Lofton thought about stretching to second. He'll hold. And he has himself a two-hit day. Third Woodpecker with multiple hits in this one. Jackson Lofton just flicking it out into the shallow outfield, not doing too much today, just doing what he can to get on base. And Fayetteville with a one-out base runner.
Yeah, we know he's got home run power, but it's nice to see him harness it a little bit and try to focus on the situational hitting right there. 3-2 count, trying to protect the outside part of the plate, and he's done it twice tonight.
Now John Garcia in the right side. And the first pitch was low and outside at 96. 1-0. Garcia struck a ball well in the first inning. Fly ball that made it all the way to the left field warning track and fell just short. Four homers, 15 RBIs. Lofton is breaking for second. Here comes the throw down, the tag, no. Lofton gets in there. And he steals base number 30. It was close, but he got that left hand in as Exposito swiped to tag. First Woodpecker to reach 30 bases this year and continues to climb atop the all-time leaderboard. 2-0 on Garcia as Alessandro peers in and comes set with a man in scoring position. Woodpecker's trying to grab the run right back, and the pitch is down and outside. 3-0 on Garcia.
And Lofton is now tied Joey Loprofito, who had 30 steals last year for the third most in a single season. Only Logan Cerny and Miles Straw with more, 35 and 36 respectively.
Here's the 3-0, and Garcia taking the entire way. Takes a fastball on the outside corner. Three balls and a strike to count. Bottom three hitters in the order here with Garcia, McGowan on deck, Perez in the hole. They've combined to go 0-for-6, so that portion of the lineup trying to get involved. Big lead off of second for Lofton. 3-1 is fisted. Shallow right. Celedonio sprinting forward, and he dropped the ball. And now he slips in the grass. Lofton trucks to third. Here comes the throw, and Celedonio ends up getting it out at second base. John Garcia slides in, gets tagged by Exovito, the second baseman. And what was a blunder to start that play for Celedonio winds up with an out at the end of the day, so he'll take solace in that. But Lofton gets down to third. He should have been held up at first. Celedonio sprinting hard coming forward, just had it pop out of the glove.
That's why I don't quit on the play, though. He stumbled even trying to get the ball back, but fired a dart to second base to get Garcia trying to take the extra bag.
McGowan checks his swing, and it's called strike on the inside fastball, 0-1. Garrett McGowan with a chance here, two outs to get the run right back that the Woodpeckers surrendered in the top half of the sixth inning. Alessandro trying to go scoreless, and McGowan swings and hits it deep, right center field, way back towards the wall, get on out of here! Garrett McGowan slugs a two-run homer, his second of the year. He grabs that run back and more. It's 5-1 Fayetteville, their largest lead of the night in the home sixth.
Well, we've talked about that home run power we've seen from Garrett McGowan in the exit velocity we've talked about all year long. He had a home run a couple of weeks ago in Zebulon. Hasn't hit one yet in this ballpark until now. Got every bit of that one. Big time swing to pad that lead for Fayetteville. Now another multi-home run game for the Woodpeckers. We've seen those start to stack up a little bit over the last couple of weeks.
As you said, Colin, first home run inside of Segra Stadium in his Woodpeckers career. Give you some numbers on it in a moment. That ball was crushed. And the pitch is down and outside. He hit it 416 feet and 106 miles an hour off of the bat.
Sheesh.
One of the biggest swings in Garrett McGowan's career. Distance, exit, velo, all that. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Frank Perez, and he rips one fair by the third baseman, Acton, and all the way down the line. Karam's off the wall, and we'll get to the base of the wall and left. Frank Perez hustling hard around second. He slips and will stop. It's a double right on the heels of the two-run home run, and that bottom of the order does enter this ball game with a statement.
Gallon with the big bomb, and Frank Perez says, you know what, I'll follow that one with an extra base hit of my own down that left field line for a minute. Thought he was going to try to stretch that into a triple. Got a late stop sign from Ricky Rivera at third, and his heels dug in as he was rounding that bag, retreated, and good situational recognition. You got a guy in Zach Cole coming to plate that certainly is capable of driving in Perez here with one swing.
So here is Cole ready for the pitch home. And it's a fastball placed for a strike at 95. Cole has reached on a walk, but has gone 0 for 2 otherwise. He fell just short of a home run in the first inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's up and outside. Ronaldo Alessandro in his eight-game with Augusta had not allowed a home run in the Carolina League this year, pitched at High A Rome before coming down to the Green Jackets. Line drive foul off to the left. With Rome, he gave up a pair of home runs over 13 and a third innings, but none with Augusta. Continues a trend tonight. Tyree Thompson had only allowed one home run in his whole season. He was taken deep by Encarnacion, and now McGowan takes Alessandro deep. 1-2 pitch, and Cole fists it away. So you have a couple of Augusta arms who have not had issues with surrendering home runs this year, and the Woodpeckers have turned them around.
It's been a couple of close calls as well. Look at the guy at the plate, and Zach Cole nearly had a leadoff home run.
Back at home and slugging the ball. 5-1 Woodpeckers on 8 total base hits. The pitch is low and away. 2-2 on Zach Cole. Team home run leader. He's got 11. Sometimes when you're in a stretch like Zach Cole, you win player of the month in the league. You have a couple of player of the week awards. You're racking up the numbers. You don't want to take a four-day all-star break. You want to keep playing. 2-2 pitch, and Cole goes down waving. Beaten with a low changeup, and Alessandro exits, but gives up the two-run home run to Garrett McGowan. His second of the year and first here inside of Segra Stadium in his career. Fayetteville gets the run back, plus another 5-1. Woodpeckers head into the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Doug and Lois Richardson. There they are, cool as a fan.
I'll surely buy you a Cadillac, whatever you
Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. For the Woodpeckers, Jose.
Hi-ya!
Flurry.
Jose Flurry back out to work. He has a four-run cushion after a two-run home run from Garrett McGowan. 5-1 to score, and now to take you through the play-by-play in the seventh, let's send it back to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. A curveball on the outside corner for strike one for Flurry. Working quickly, E.J. Exposito. Count now 1-1. Another multi-home run game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Last home run coming into this one all the way back on July 5th. Of course, the break mixed in, but it had been a couple of games since they had hit any as a team, and they've now hit a couple in their return to play. 2-1 the count on Exposito, who's 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout. 2-1 pitch from Flurry catches the outside corner. 49 total on the year now for Fayetteville, one shy of the half century mark. 2-2 pitch, fastball just outside. That's now 42 of them against right-handed pitching, just 7 this year against southpaws for the Woodpeckers. This one 5-1, trying to end a three-game losing streak dating back to before the break. Curveball left upstairs by Flurry, and that is ball four. So another leadoff walk issued by Flurry. He walked the first batter he faced last inning as well. And once again, Augusta trying to chip away at this deficit. So bring up Bryson Worrell. Take a look around the rest of the Carolina League, where these games are certainly of importance with how close things are, specifically in the South Division here in the second half. Curveball, letter high, called a strike. 0-1. Bottom nine out in Kinston, where the South Division Charleston River Dogs lead it 2-0 over the leaders in the North, the Down East Wood Ducks. Ducks getting their final hacks at Granger Stadium. Swing and a miss. Whirl behind a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It is the top of the seventh inning up in Fredericksburg in a battle of two Virginia teams. The Lynchburg Hillcats leading the Fred Nats 7-4. Lynchburg, the next opponent for Fayetteville next week. Chasing after it, Whirl, and Flurry strikes him out. Third strikeout for Jose Flurry. One on, one down. For Jeremy Celedonio. Top of the eighth inning down in South Carolina, where the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are trailing the Carolina Mudcats, who are looking to win four straight. 5-2 the score. They have a couple runners on in that eighth inning. And they are right back in the thick of things in the North, coming in just two games back. Good breaking ball from Flurry, called a strike on Celedonio. Top of the eighth in Salem, Virginia, at Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Salem Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox single-A affiliate, lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-0. Delmarva, the Baltimore Orioles affiliate, so a couple of AL East affiliates in action following the break. Strike two on Celedonio. Top nine down in Columbia, where the Fireflies trail Kannapolis 5-1. Two teams tied for first in that logjam in the South. Fastball sailed upstairs. That is ball two. Of course, all those games getting a bit of a head start on this one, with first pitch delayed about a half hour due to some rain, but it certainly could have been a lot worse. End up being a beautiful night. Runner on the move, breaking ball outside, the throw down by Garcia, the tag, and not in time. Late signal from John Forster, the tag from Lorenzo. Raised the backside of Exposito, who slid in just in time. And that is the second stolen base picked up by the Green Jackets. The Woodpeckers have surrendered the most stolen bases in the league this year. It's now 155 allowed. Been averaging just about two per game surrendered. So man in scoring position, a 2-2 count on the big righty Celedonio. Fleury from the stretch, and he misses low with that signature changeup. Count fills up. Jair Casanova waiting on deck. Celedonio does have 11 home runs on the year, 31 driven in. Payoff pitch. Called strike three as Celedonio dropped the bat, thinking he had ball four, but instead he'll head back to the dugout. Back-to-back punchouts for Fleury. And with two away, it'll be up to Casanova to try to cash in that runner at second. Third time that Celedonio has gone down via the K tonight. Guilfoyle got him twice as part of his seven strikeouts. Jose's first pitch is a fastball. Hit the other way, and that is chopped through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Cole will hold it and just lob it in, as scoring from second base is Exposito. An RBI single from Casanova. And once again, pulling back a little bit closer. The deficit to three. Augusta has their second run of the night. It is 5-2.
Yeah, Lorenzo hovering towards second base there, trying to hold the runner, just vacated the spot of that ball where it was hit. That's what you're trying to do. You say, all right, got a man in scoring position. One side of the infield pretty wide open. Let's see if I can push something through that way. And Casanova did his job.
So a run given up in each of the first two innings out of the bullpen for Fleury. Breaking ball outside to the DH, Andrew Keck. Fleury's ERA now up to 3.82 on the season. Glance over his shoulder at first, now the 1-0. Fastball low, back pick attempt by Garcia. Good throw, but Casanova dives in safely. Jose Fleury did pick up some votes during the midseason All-Stars voting that us broadcasters did throughout the Carolina League, and ultimately was left off. Did it get some recognition from some of the participants? 2-1 count.
A lot of good pitching in the Carolina League this year.
There I lied, actually. He did get voted on there. I misremembered that. So he was one of the five. Tipped, and that one caught the instep of the catcher, Garcia. So Keck will back off, and Garcia will walk that one off. It was Nick Swanson and Trey Dombrowski, the two that received votes, but did not ultimately make it to the ballot. Fleury and DeVos, the two pitchers representing Fayetteville, along with Zach Cole, Narbe Cruz, and Ryan Clifford, the batters. So well represented, the Woodpeckers, for the first half All-Stars. Here's the pitch. Curveball left a little bit high. Didn't miss by much. 3-2, that'll give Casanova a head start over at first. Flurry the long pause. Deep sigh, payoff pitch. Curveball hit out to center. Couple of steps to the left for Cole. Makes the catch, and the inning comes to an end. So Augusta picks up another run on the RBI single from Jair Casanova. They are going to be down to their final six outs, trailing to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-2 as we enter the seventh inning stretch from segment.
Purchase at the fan information table directly inside the main gates. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Strother seventh inning stretch. Get up on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take by me some. I so it's root peckers. Sing it loud at the old. Atta boy, Peckers! Atta boy!
On the boat to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot-ball.
The party had just included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Fans, this Green Jackets pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Green Jackets, number 56, Darling Florentino. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers.
Luis Encarnacion leads it off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the bottom of the seventh inning with a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman for the Augusta Green Jackets, E.J. Exposito, makes a nice play moving to his right and throws on to the first baseman, Janis. One pitch, one out for the new right-hander on the mound for the Green Jackets. It's the former infielder, now pitcher, Darling Florentino. Comes in with a 6.28 earned run average. This is his 13th appearance of the year. 14 and a third innings pitched total. First outing in 5 days before the break. He went an inning, gave up a hit, struck out one batter. Tyler Whitaker takes strike one, 89 miles an hour on the inside half. Florentino exclusively from the stretch with a fastball, called strike two. Another 0-2 count on Whitaker. He's fallen behind quite a bit tonight. He is 0-2, a walk and a run scored, strikeout and a ground out. Righty awaits the 0-2. Breaking ball, waste pitch, down and away. Florentino signed as a third baseman out of the Dominican Republic way back in 2017. And he spent time in the GCL in 2018 before ending up in Rome in 2019 as a pitch comes in and it glances the left arm of Whitaker. He is hit by the pitch and he reaches base for the second time. Didn't get him a whole lot. Might have gotten that guard, and regardless, he is moving down, barely breaking a sweat. It's the last thing he wanted to see. It was a fastball coming in after coming back from injury. And it was a wrist injury that plagued him for a couple of months. Luckily, nothing too big there. And he's got a pretty sizable lead off of first base with one down. Ricardo below the batter, and Florentino starts him off with a fastball called strike one. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Darling. Reemerged as a pitcher following the COVID-canceled season. Now he misses up and in with a fastball on below, and he motioned to his catcher saying, my bad, I released that one a bit too in tight. He spent 2021 in the FCL as a pitcher. And last year, spent all season in single A with Augusta. This is third season as a pitcher, and Whitaker is picked off. I think he's just realizing he was called out. Did have a big lead, got caught leaning, and couldn't get that hand back in time. So that's out number two. Base is now empty for Below. Infield was at double play depth. Now they'll shift all the way around to the right for the pole hitter, Ricardo Below. And the 1-1 is inside. It's been a long time since we've seen a Woodpecker picked off at first base. I remember last year, Chappie, there was a number of instances where we saw runners get caught with too far of a lead. Fastball in tight. And you wonder if it might have been guys, you know, taking advantage of pitchers not being used to the new rules. And in that case, Whitaker, one too many steps.
Yeah, as a pitcher, you just have to be more cautious of it. And you have to pick your spots, and you really have to keep tabs on those runners and say, all right, is he increasing his lead a little more this time? Now's my chance to pick over.
Low out in front of one, and it lands in the netting. Nice play made at the end of the dugout. Full count on the Fayetteville first baseman, who has two hits tonight, a double back in the first and a single in the third. And here he sprays one left side past the lunge of Acton into left field. And Ricardo Below has himself a three-hit ball game.
Proves to be a big pickoff for Florentino. Instead of first and second, one out. Multiple base runners, still just a two-out. Man at first spot. Seems to get a little two-out hitting going now for Fayetteville.
This is the third time this year that Below has had three or more hits in a ball game. First multi-hit game since the 5th of July. Dar Lorenzo takes a fastball once again, missing inside. Carter does have one four-hit game. That came in May, right when he first got called up in that series against the Salem Red Sox up north. Lorenzo, pop up into foul territory. Long run for Acton. He can't get there. It's foul. Woodpeckers with three back in the first inning. Luis Encarnacion's solo home run followed by a Jackson Lofton two-run single. They were shut out over the next four frames before last inning. A towering two-run home run to right center for Garrett McGowan, his second of the year. Gusta with a run in each of the last two frames. That's where we stand. Fastball, inside corner, strike two. Fayetteville. This year, when leading after seven innings, they are 28-5. They've done a nice job of keeping leads in the late innings. Two-strike pitch, check swing. Lorenzo appeared to have kept the bat back, and he did on appeal. Field umpire John Forster said he held up. He'll live to see another pitch. 2-2. On the other side, though, Fayetteville has not really erased any deficits late. They have not won a lot of games in come-from-behind fashion. 2-2, and Lorenzo rolls it right side. The second baseman, Exposito, lobs it, leading Janis to the bag, who tags it and ends the inning. So Below left it first, and Fayetteville will take a 5-2 lead into the top of the eighth inning here at Segra Stadium. Jose Floreal dugout heads back to the mound. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to guess that smile. I'm here with Molly. Molly, what do you do?
I work crime scenes for a living.
Crime scenes? So investigation, good at picking things apart. Let's see how good you are at picking out smiles. Go ahead, look at the big board. First one. Ooh, that's pretty good. Is it George Strait, Tim McGraw, or Alan Jackson? It's a country singer.
George Strait.
She says George Strait. Is she correct? Yes, she is. Well done. Next, is it Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, or Dolly Parton? She's using all her lifelines.
That is Dolly Parton. I have a tattoo of her on my arm.
She says it's Dolly because it's tattooed on her arm. It is Dolly. No way she's getting that one wrong. All right, last, Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, or Brad Paisley? Molly says...
That is Blake Shelton.
She says Blake Shelton. Is she correct? That's right. 3 for 3. Molly, look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers.
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Green Jackets, the third baseman, number 50, Corey Acton.
Eight, nine, and one hitters due up here in the top of the eighth for the Augusta Green Jackets. Corey Acton will lead things off. Jose Fleury back on the mound. And to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. I think that Fayetteville bullpen hoping that just two pitchers can get them through it tonight, Guilfoyle and Fleury, and keep the bullpens rested going into the Saturday and Sunday games. Off-speed pitch floats by the swing of Acton, and it's nothing and two. Slight shift on the infield, pull side of the lefty. Acton tonight has walked and flied to center. No hits out of the bottom three batters of the Augusta order. They have just three hits combined on the night, two singles and a double. They've been timely hits, an RBI double for Janis, an RBI single for Casanova. Here's the 1-2, and he goes up top with a fastball and strikes him out swinging. Corey Acton goes down on the fifth strikeout for Jose Fleury tonight. You know, that changeup is usually the wipeout pitch for him, but he shows with 91 miles per hour that he can go up high and change the eye level, strike you out on a high pitch.
And back to your point about only using two pitchers, Chaffee, if Fayetteville's able to do that, that'd be back-to-back games in which they've only had to use a couple of arms.
Here's a pop fly. It'll make it out into medium right center. Zach Cole taking control of the outfield and making the one-handed snare for out number two, and it's turning into a quick eighth for Jose Fleury.
And before the break, it was Manuel Urias who went 3 2/3 strong innings. The rain came in out at Five County Stadium, ended up washing away the rest of his outing. But Trey Dombrowski came in, picked up right where he left off, 4 1/3 innings pitched, just one run allowed, unfortunately, ended up being a 1-0 loss for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
And Bioris Tavares is back up for a fourth time. He struck out in all three plate appearances tonight and looks at strike one on a Fleury slider. Out of the windup, here he comes with an 0-1. And he swung early, doubled up on the breaking ball. And it's nothing and two. Quick note about that suspended game from Sunday in Zebulon. We will play a doubleheader, 13-inning doubleheader, pick up in the second inning of that game on August 1st, Tuesday, August 1st, in the first game of that homestand against the Mudcats. 0-2 pitch coming home, and he goes down waving. A fourth strikeout for Tavares, a second K in the eighth inning to close it down for Fleury. And he's put up his first scoreless frame of the day. On to the bottom of the eighth we go. Fayetteville holding on to a 5-2 lead when we come back to Segra.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the ninth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Fans, don't forget to stick around after the game for fireworks presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. At this time, all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch must clear their areas. We hope that you all enjoy tonight's spectacular fireworks show following the game.
Mysterious and spooky, they're all together, ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
The Hollerin' Haunted House will be ending at the top of the ninth inning.
Got me feeling brilliant, ride with no sin. Got me feeling brilliant, ride with no sin.
Good,
back on the mound for the Green Jackets, good, darling good, Florentino.
You know how we roll.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Jackson Lofton will begin the bottom of the eighth inning as he squares off against the right-hander for Augusta, Darlene Florentino. And the first pitch is grounded foul off to the left. 0-1 on Jackson Lofton, one of multiple Woodpeckers with multiple hits today. 2-for-3 with an RBI, two RBI single in the first, and then a single and a run in the sixth inning. So he's having a good night. 2-for-3, two-run base hit, run scored. Here comes the 0-1, and Lofton takes a pitch outside. He is trying for a three-hit game tonight. And on the season, Jackson Lofton has two of those, trying for a third. Infield, outfield, straight up against Lofton. He'll be followed by Garcia and then McGowan. Next pitch on the ground, pulled towards third and foul again. Ricky Rivera didn't want to make a play on that one.
Very stoic, just kind of watched it
didn't
go
move.
On by.
Yep. Focused on what he's doing. Dylan Mazzo, Fayetteville first base coach. You know, Dylan over there at first, he used his vacation days wisely. One ball, two strike, coming home to Lofton, and that ran up and in on him. Every coach is allotted a small amount of vacation time over the course of a season, and Dylan decided to take, I think it's 3 or 4 days they get, right before the All-Star break, and convert a four-day break into a week-long break. As Lofton pops it up, middle of the diamond, middle infield is maneuvering, and it is Exposito making the catch. The second baseman records out number one.
Yeah, that's the type of strategizing that you'd see out of a veteran coach in this league. His first year here, he already has it mapped out perfectly and got himself a couple extra days on the front end of that break.
He said he'd be doing a lot of grilling and a lot of hanging out by the swimming pool. So hopefully he accomplished both of those plans. John Garcia into the right side. And here's the pitch from Florentino. And he wraps it foul. The Asheville Tourists are playing tonight. Everybody across minor league baseball back in action. And the Tourists get a win out of the break. 6-1 the final. They're at home hosting the Winston-Salem Dash, former Carolina League Winston-Salem Dash. Here's the set by Florentino. 0-1 pitch. Garcia takes it outside. Valente Bayozo recorded his second save of the year. It's been a rough season for the Tourists, but they did get their 30th win tonight to go to 30-47 overall. Here's the 1-1, and Garcia flies it into the opposite direction. This is tailor-made for Celedonio, who did drop one earlier, but he makes the catch here for out number two.
And you look up and down the rosters of those two teams between Astros and the White Sox system. These are a bunch of guys that were on this team a year ago around this time. It's crazy to see how much changes in 12 months in minor league baseball. Jacob Melton's hearing his name called for the Astros in the second round at this time, and now he's hit his 15th home run with the Tourists.
Garrett McGowan, who hit his second home run with the Woodpeckers, takes a swing through a fastball. Ripped it over the right center field wall. First time he circled the bases here at Segra Stadium in his career. Made it a 5-1 game at the time. 5-2 now. Woodpeckers up by 3 with 3 outs to get. And if they want to lock up this series opener, pitch down and inside, 1-1. 416, the measurement on that swing, and 106 off of the bat. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, and McGowan takes it down and inside. You notice, Colin, that he changed his walk-up song out of the break, and it's a little Mac Miller that he's walking up to now, and it might work for him. It might stick now. Two balls, one strike at the belt. Florentino looks in, pitches, and McGowan hits one deep, but foul over Bagwell as he started early.
Yeah, I was so conditioned to hearing Blake Shelton every single time he came up to the plate, and this time around he changes it up, and maybe that's just a little bit of superstition there. I've never heard of changing your walk-up music. Usually it's just a routine or something when you're getting ready to the box,
right.
And maybe that's the new big thing is a fresh song, some fresh tunes to jam to walking up to the box and get you in the right frame of mind.
And a dramatic genre change, too,
from
country to some Mac Miller hip-hop. Here's the 2-2. And McGowan reaches and strikes out. on a breaking ball. So the Woodpeckers go down in order in the eighth inning. Three more outs to get, and Jose Fleury returning to the mound to try and shut the door. 5-2, Woodpeckers lead on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On you, it's time for the Kiss Cam.
I put a smell on you.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
No, I ain't lying.
Kiss Cam.
You know I can't stand it.
Kiss Cam.
You're running around. You know better, Daddy.
Kiss Cam.
I can't stand it, 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah.
Kiss Cam.
Because you're mine.
Kiss Cam.
You're mine.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Atta boy, Al. Kiss Cam.
I love you anyhow.
Kiss Cam. Leading off the top of the ninth.
Jose Fleury returns to the mound for the top of the ninth inning, trying to shut down the Green Jackets and get the final three outs of this game. 5-2, Woodpeckers on top, and Justin Janis leads it off. First pitch fastball missed up high, and it's 1-0. Fleury coming off of his first scoreless inning in the eighth. He gave up an RBI double and RBI single during the sixth and seventh. Here's the 1-0. Line drive, fly rather, out to left field. McGowan sprinting over and making the grab before the warning track. So Janis flies out. He'll likely finish 2-for-4 tonight with that RBI double he hit in the sixth. And now here's EJ Exposito. In his fourth plate appearance, Exposito is grounded to third, fly to right, and then walked and scored in the seventh inning. So the Asheville Taurus win tonight. Elsewhere around the Astros affiliate system, the Corpus Christi Hooks are starting up a new series out of the break as Fleury delivers a strike. Corpus is on the road at the Arkansas Travelers House, and they're down pretty big tonight, 8-3 in the top of the fifth inning. Here's a pop-up, third base side foul territory. Garcia sprinting over to the railing of the dugout. Whitaker's in the area, and that ball land on top of the dugout for a foul ball. The Corpus Christi Hooks have scored three runs, though. They're in the top of the fifth right now batting. They were down 8-1, so they're starting to come back a little bit. For Corpus Christi tonight, the starting pitcher was chased in the second inning. Blair Henley, the Fort Worth native and former seventh rounder from 2019, he gave up six runs, five of them earned, and was lifted from the game in the second inning. So tough night for him in the start. Here comes the 1-2, and misses up and outside. Meanwhile, you have the Sugarland Space Cowboys, who I understand had a ton of tickets out tonight for their game, with Jose Urquidy scheduled to make a relief appearance, rather a rehab start. And Jordan Alvarez was scheduled to play as well. 2-2 is line foul off to the right side and will remain even. But Jordan was scratched from that game. He was feeling under the weather. and was unable to play, but some Astros fans out there still getting a chance to see Urquidy. And that game right now is at the end of six, and the El Paso Chihuahuas lead 5-4 over Sugarland. Foul ball straight backwards, and the count stays 2-2 on Exposito. Tell you how Jose Urquidy did tonight and his rehab outing, and he was on a pitch limit. Here's the pitch. 2-2, got him waving. Late on a fastball. Exposito goes down, and the Green Jackets are down to their final out. It's Bryson Worrell to try and keep the game going. But Urquidy tonight went two innings. He gave up two runs, but they were both unearned due to some errors behind him. He walked one, struck out two. Urquidy tonight was limited to 32 pitches, and 22 of those were for strikes. And that's usually what you get with Jose Urquidy. A lot of stuff in the zone. The first pitch strike delivered, and now the next offering, foul tipped into the mitt, and Fayetteville is one strike away from locking up this series opener after a tough week on the road heading into the break. They're trying to put that behind them and start fresh with a W. Jose Urquidy covers the face of the mitt, starts the motion. His 0-2 pitch is pulled foul. A lot of our Friday night crowd sticking around tonight. Fireworks show immediately following this ball game. And make sure to stick around as well for the Woodpeckers postgame show as we wrap this one up and get you set for tomorrow night. Jose Fleury delivers. And a liner foul into the net again. So Bryson Worrell putting together a good battle, fouling away a couple of two-strike pitches. He's trying to get on base for the first time tonight. A pair of strikeouts, one against Fleury, and a fly out to deep center field that made it all the way to the warning track. Fleury ready for another 0-2. Here it is, down in the dirt, a check swing, they appeal, and he did not go. So 1-2 the count on Bryson Worrell. Fayetteville trying to lock up win number 36 of the year, win number 6 of the second half, and get within a half game of fifth place in the division behind these Green Jackets. Fleury steps, kicks, pitches the 1-2, and Worrell looks at strike 3. A changeup on the high outside corner, and Fleury strikes out back-to-back Green Jackets to close down this ball game and secure a 5-2 win tonight. A win for the Woodpeckers. Fleury with 8 strikeouts over his 4 innings of work. Really solid stuff after he gave up a run in the 6th and a run in the 7th. He ends up retiring 7 in a row to close this game. And Fayetteville out of the 4-day stoppage returns home and gives this Friday night crowd a victory. 5-2, the final score. And the Woodpeckers pitching staff played a big part in this one as Tyler Guilfoyle and Jose Fleury combined to go the distance and hold Augusta to just 3 hits in the process. And on the offensive side, the long ball was working for the Woodpeckers. A solo home run by Luis Encarnacion. A 3-run first inning set the tone, and later on in the game, Garrett McGowan, a 2-run blast that put it out of reach for the rest of the night. Colin Casey is working his way down there to the field level to talk with our player of the game. Got to talk to Garrett McGowan, who slugged that 2-run home run at 416 feet. And I'm sure Colin will ask him about the change of walk-up song as well. Let's send it down to the field level with Colin and our player of the game, Garrett McGowan.
Shooting off fireworks in just a few minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Tell Kelly back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at. Represent that mud life. Study money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler mud life.
And now let's go down to the field with Colin Casey.
Well, the Woodpeckers return from break in style, a 5-2 victory in front of a good crowd here. Fireworks coming up, but a little bit of fireworks off the bat of Garrett McGowan in this ball game. Launched his second home run of the season, well over 400 feet out to right center field. Garrett, this is your first home run here in Segra Stadium. Now, you had one earlier in the year out in Zebulon, but what was it like rounding the bases in front of this home crowd?
You know, it feels good to finally get my first home run here. And these,
There's Luis Encarnacion, who left the yard tonight, too, as well.
Well, yeah, these fans are awesome. Just be able to produce in front of them is great, so it felt good.
This offense came out swinging in this ball game. Was that kind of just you guys itching to get back at the plate and get going after those 4 days off?
Yeah, we were excited to get going, you know, get back to baseball and get back to what we do best, so it felt good for us.
And lastly, most importantly, I noticed you changed up the walk-up song here. It was Blake Shelton before, Mac Miller now. Quite the change in genre. Was that a little bit of superstition, or was that just it was a coincidence that you ended up leaving the yard tonight after that big change?
Yeah, you know, I mean, switch genre, switch something up. You know, some things weren't going well for me, so, you know, I had to switch some things up, and luckily it worked for me tonight.
Well, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's country, Garrett McGowan bringing the power to the plate. Fayetteville wins 5-2. Garrett, congrats on the victory. And congrats on getting a little bit more wet. Chappie, we're going to go dry off. We'll send it back up to you.
Thank you very much, Colin. Yeah, you know, Garrett McGowan's home run there, it was a blast. 416 feet off of the bat, 106 miles an hour, one of the bigger shots that we've seen all year at Segra Stadium. That one must have felt good, and yeah, don't underestimate the power of a fresh walk-up song going up to the plate. Tonight's the exact kind of baseball game that the Woodpeckers were hoping to play coming out of the All-Star break. You never quite know what your timing will look like in this game when you don't play for four straight days. The Woodpeckers had a tough stretch on the road going into the break where they lost 4 of 5, but they've thrown that behind them, and tonight in this 5-2 victory they end up getting a game on the team directly in front of them in the division. So now Fayetteville will be just half a game out behind Augusta in the South Division, could leapfrog Augusta with a win tomorrow. Tonight, a couple of home runs were big against a pair of Augusta arms who hadn't given up a lot of home runs this year. Luis Encarnacion slugging that solo home run that helped set the tone, his fifth of the year, and then Garrett McGowan with the two-run blast as the Woodpeckers quickly responded after giving up a run, and they go on to win 5-2. Pitching staff was great tonight. What can you say about Tyler? What can't you say about Tyler Guilfoyle? 5 innings at home for the first time this year. Scoreless baseball, just one hit, one base runner allowed, no walks, and 7 strikeouts, which fell just one shy of his season high. Guilfoyle goes the first 5. Jose Fleury retires 7 in a row to close down the ball game, strikes out 8, and just 2 pitchers go the distance. That's always nice, keeping that bullpen well rested going into tomorrow and Sunday. Again, this is just a 3-game series carrying through Sunday before the Woodpeckers go on the road. Tomorrow night, they'll send one of their top arms, Alimber Santa, to the hill. He's 2-5 with a 5.49 ERA. And left-hander Samuel Strickland will be on the mound for Augusta. He's 2-3 with a 6.16 ERA. Christmas in July out at the ballpark tomorrow. We have that Fayetteville Woodpeckers Christmas Snuggie Blanket giveaway, so make sure you come to the park early. We've got a giveaway at the gates when you come through Segra Stadium and help us celebrate the holidays all weekend long. Christmas in July tomorrow, and then hope you're feeling lucky for Sunday, St. Patrick's Day in July, to close down the weekend. Fun being with you, everybody, tonight. We still got fireworks on the way, but thanks for sticking with us up here in the broadcast booth. We'll talk to you tomorrow for a 5 o'clock first pitch. Good night from the broadcast booth, and enjoy the upcoming fireworks show.
Pecker fans, who's ready for fireworks?
I said, who's ready for fireworks?
The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Make some noise!